Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Foster. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Davis. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dixie Davis. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting fifth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bullet Joe Bush. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bullet Joe Bush. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tobin for the out. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is hit by the pitch. Witt moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Ruth reaches third base with a triple. Witt scores. Dugan goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Yankees. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp takes first base on ball 4. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. Ruth scores. One out. It's 3-0, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Shang trying to get to third. Williams throws the ball into Foster, who tags Shang for the out. Musel moves to second. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Yankees. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tobin. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Tobin steals second. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pipp hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson, who is chasing the ball. Pipp reaches third base with a triple. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Shang hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Shang reaches second base with a double. Pipp scores. It's 4-1, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Musel is hit by the pitch. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Shang trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Musel moves to second. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 1 in the game. Severide hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Witt bunts towards the mound. Van Gilder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bush moves to second. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dugan bunts towards the mound. Van Gilder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bush moves to third. Witt moves to second. Hub Pruitt now pitching. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth strikes out. 1 out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Pipp hits a line drive towards first. Sisler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Shang hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bush scores. Witt scores. There goes Dugan trying to get to third. Williams throws the ball into Foster, who tags Dugan for the out. It's 6-1, Yankees. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hub Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tobin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerber moves to second. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerber scores. Tobin moves to third. It's 6-2, Yankees. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Musial takes first base on ball four. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Severide fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Severide. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacobson strikes out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-2 in the game. Severide hits a pop-up into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Bain now pitching. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Dugan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Pipp bunts towards third. Foster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ruth moves to second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Shang hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tobin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Yankees. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Jacobson moves to second. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Severide is 0-for-3 in the game. Severide hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pip settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gerber is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gerber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bush strikes out. One out. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Dugan strikes out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chick Shorten pinch hits for Bill Bain. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tobin hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Witt, who is chasing the ball. Tobin reaches third base with a triple. Shorten goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Yankees. Sad Sam Jones now pitching. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-4 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. Tobin scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Yankees. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Jacobson takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.